I'm arguing here, Chair, that it is not enough to talk about the number of elections that have been held since the dawn of freedom without reference to the extent that such elections have or have not facilitated the optimum participation of all persons of different political persuasions, gender and age. I would also argue, Chair, that it is not sufficient to enumerate the number of elections that have been undertaken over the years without interrogating the efficacy of such elections. In the same breath, it is not adequate for citizens to be regularly called upon to present themselves at the poll every 5 or so years without reference to the political and social economic value of such 5 yearly trips in the sun, the rain, and other elements. It is therefore deficient in analysis to ignore in the enumeration of elections that have been successfully held the fact that elections do not equal democracy, and that democracy and democratic institutions should indeed be the embodiment of the wishes of the people as expressed in regular elections. Chair, there was a conference that was held in January 2005 at Gore Island that looked at the electoral reform in Africa, exploring regional responses. And I'll quote from some of the issues that came out of that conference. It says, the fact that elections are conducted in most post-colonial African countries on a regular basis is of no real consequence if electoral competition is undermined by an uneven playing field, that is, the incumbent has access to and uses state resources as his own checkbook, state media is biased towards the ruling party, the electoral process is in the hands of the dominant party because of the composition of electoral commissioners and the way they are nominated, limited resources for citizen education programs about why it is important to participate in elections is inadequate, and how to keep political parties accountable is not clearly defined. No real possibility of power alteration and limited participation of an ever increasingly skeptical and disaffected citizen, end quote. Real or imagined, I think these are issues that we need to grapple with and address them. They are issues that need to be faced. If we are to level the playing field, if we are to bring meaning and value to the power of the ballot and therefore the power of the electorate.